meeting a need, making a difference, all of us here together on WNRN.
We called it an exercise prescription, and it could be something as simple as standing up and sitting back down in the chair, walking to the stove and coming back. All the activities of daily living, we kind of look around the home and see what needs to be done, what they need to be able to do, and establishing some type of rapport with them is the connection that affects the change.
Ricky Martin founded Fit to Give in Richmond a couple years ago to help those who were increasingly isolated during the pandemic stay mentally and physically healthy.
I've seen neglect as far as our seniors that really should not be. So it's really about helping them. The idea is to connect a trainer with someone who's like sick and shut in, does not have the means or the capability to even get out on their own, who want the service but can't afford it. So we're looking really for people who are in need of almost like home health care or occupational therapy type of things, but we're sending professional personal trainers who kind of know how to move you, you know, not hurt you. Do no harm is the main thing. We're looking right now to get more people who are pre-diabetic to put them into our pre-diabetes aspect of the program through the University of Virginia. It covers nutrition, exercise, behavioral change, where that's the key, you know, let's change the thinking about some of this stuff and maybe you can make better choices.
You can learn more about Fit to Give at WNRN.org.
Here Together, a partnership between the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation and WNRN.